Какво още да кажем? Правени са, нали, повечето от ситуациите са правени с войници, които не са първите ситуации, които не са, не са евреи. Тоест това са разкази на араби, които... Тези че, тъмните от началото, т.е. мургавите, те не бяха израелци, нали така?
Извинявай.
Тоест беше ръста... Нека да не каме наясно ли е някой или не. Кажи си факти.
Към хуманизма въобще. Това е ситуация, която не трябва да продължава и трябва да се намери изход от нея. И мирният изход от нея за мен е най-логичният. И затова, когато видим от една страна, значи от двете страни, една инициатива, едни движения за поне желание за мирно разрешаване на тази криза, според мен, аз поне това виждам в позицията на филма. Да. Ами аз това виждам в позицията на филма и според мен е прекрасно, че филма има позиция. Защото всеки може да застане това, което той каза в едно дебатно студио. От едната страна едните крещат, от другите крещат и накрая нищо не се решава. Нали?
Добре.
Да.
Има ли някой друг, други позиции, други... Имахме доста емоционални две. Има ли други, някои нещо друго, което може да каже, което не е казано до сега от двамата участника, които се изказаха? Струва ми се, че не. Никола,
ти имаш нещо? Just add one thing. For me it's very important. And it's not just the movie, but it's our position is not anti-Jew. If you think it's anti-Jew, you should watch it again or like it's not anti-Jew. It can be anti-Israel because if I was probably during the Nazi party, Nazi period, I would have been anti-Nazi. I mean, it's like I would have been anti-German. I mean, that's the point. We are against the policy that is currently going on in Israel because it's anti-human and. But I mean, it's not anti-Jewish people. It's not anti-people. It's anti-policy. It is different. I mean, it's not against the people. I'm very sorry for Israeli people because we met these pacifist Israelis who are like saying, okay, if you live in Israel now is like living in Matrix, because no one has, no Israel people have contact with Arab people, and they don't see the Palestinians. It's like what the lawyer, the Israeli lawyer, is saying in the movie. Many Israeli people, they don't even know, they don't even have a clue. And this area, the whole Israel territory, is less than the north of Italy. I mean, it's a very small country, but at the same time, there is a very strong division. And the wall is more a mental wall, a wall, than a real, a concrete wall. There is a very strong division, and this is done on purpose, because when you don't see the human that the other is, you can like commit genocide. I mean, you don't care anymore. So for me, it was very strong meeting with the Parent Circle Forum, so the association of the victims of the conflict, because there are many organizations who are bipartisan, like Israeli and Palestinian. And this one was very, very, very strong meeting for us, because these are the only people who can freely speak in both territories about peace, because they lost someone, and they are claiming this. They are saying, okay, there is a sea of blood that is like dividing us, and we have to overcome it, because too many people have suffered, and we have the same blood. We are the same people. We come from the same tradition. So. It doesn't make sense. This is my position as well. I mean, I'm not against the people. I'm against the policy that make criminals. Because the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers, they have to stay 3 years in the army, and they are mental brainwashed. So many of them, after doing military service, they go to India to clean up their mind, because they are too stressed and they are completely fucked up. But this is the same. This is the same in the Palestinian territory when we see the situation in Gaza with Hamas or the terrorist organization, because there is the same power in the other part. I mean, there is someone who is taking profit out of the conflict. So there are Palestinians who don't want the peace as well. That's a very big problem. And when we see this kind of experiment, like the Atwani experiment or other experiments were actually running in Gaza, they are many times. They are, how to say, that they don't want. I mean, they are not seen in a very good way. The political organization in Palestine, in the territories, they don't like too much these kind of villages, because they are refusing to support the parties and so on, and they refuse the structure that is anyhow keeping the conflict open. So in Gaza, the guys from the organization of 15 March or 11 June, there are two groups where young people organization were like motivated to stop the conflict, to use non-violence, to try another way to solve the conflict, and they have been repressed by the Hamas organization. Hamas doesn't like this, and the Israeli government, they don't like these guys, the refusnik or the or this young refusnik, the shnimistin. So it's a kind of specular system. It's a kind of specular situation on a certain level. But for sure, there is something that we must see, that is the reality of the occupation. This is totally clear for me. It's totally clear. The injustice is totally clear. The Israeli in the West Bank, they can build new settlements, but the Palestinians, they cannot build a house, and this is something that for me it's totally evident.
Добре. Аз мисля, че разговорът може да продължи още дълго време, но може би за сега да го спрем тук и да продължим в неформална обстановка. Благодарим на Никола за представянето на филма и за думите след това. Благодаря на всички, които присъстваха и участваха в дискусията, и нови срещи.